quarters all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Looking at an adorable picture of one Jason Wilde holding up a sign like the first day of school on his Instagram account that says first day of training camp 2024. Jason, is this an annual tradition that you and your family do?
I think we did it one other time, but that was the girls' idea. They said we have to do a picture like the first day of school, and so we did it, and yeah, you're 29, so between that and now my Achilles being really sore this morning, I feel like an old man for sure. And I think the weather's changing, too. I think we might end up inside the Hudson Center.
Getting a little rain? You, is that what your Achilles is telling you?
Did you go buy a new pair of Levi's cords and for the first day picture and some new Chuck Taylors?
I really don't like my new teacher, that's for sure. So Sid plays in this softball league in which if the bases are loaded and the batter walks, a coach pitches to that batter so they don't keep just walking the bases loaded and keep people rounding the bases. And one of our girls hit a screaming line drive back up the box, and being the elite level athlete that was almost good enough to join Chewy and Tavish and Brian Bulaga and all those guys in the NFL, I jumped out of the way to make sure that one of our players fielded instead of me. And I thought for a moment that I had my Aaron Rodgers moment after four pitches instead of four plays. But I'll push through because it's year 29 on the beat, and I'm going to walk down to practice today and watch Jordan Love watch practice like me.
Jason, what is your understanding of what the holdup is between these two sides?
So I have not talked to Jordan. My inclination, so I don't know this for certain, but my inclination is what we've talked about for quite a while, that the Packers, you know, Goody mentioned structure. He mentioned it. He used the word. When I think of structure, I think, hey, we'll give you lots and lots and lots of money, but we're not going to guarantee it all. And that way, hey, you play like you're capable of and you stay healthy and you're the guy that we believe you are, you'll get all your money. And Chewy knows this. I am pro player on this. I still don't understand why the NFLPA cannot bring itself to hold firm as the owners continue to ram through things that are not player friendly, including an 18th game, which we know is coming around the corner. But there are, I don't believe we'll ever get the fully guaranteed contracts. Obviously we've seen progress with that. We see draft picks now getting fully 4-year guaranteed contracts. Of course, those numbers are far, far, far less than they used to be when draft picks were getting paid the sun, the moon, and the stars if they were at the top of the draft. But I am convinced, again, opinion, not knowledge, direct knowledge of the negotiations, that the Packers, who historically try to limit guaranteed money, I mean, they're really the innovators of the game-by-game roster bonus, where basically you get your bonus for each game you play in, and if you don't play, you don't get that money that week, which I think is so antithetical to player safety and making sure guys are not playing when they shouldn't be. So that is my guess, is that Jordan's people not only want him to get an average of $56 million a year, so he's the top-paid quarterback, but also that they want more guaranteed money than, say, Trevor Lawrence got, which I look at that contract and think more and more that the Jacksonville Jaguars can celebrate their signing of their guy as much as they want, but they clearly structured that contract to protect themselves in case he's not as good as they're hoping.
Jason, is this another example with the three-headed monster of just poor communication? Because what should have happened? Because to me, I listened to Goody talk about Love not practicing, and he seemed a little blindsided. But wouldn't LaFleur be on the phone with him? And coaches are savvy. They know how to get to young guys and say, how you feeling? How's the arm? Maybe 2-3 weeks ago. What are you thinking here? Are you going to report? And eventually you beat the kid down and get that out of him. And then LaFleur goes up to Russ Ball and says, this kid ain't going to show up. He ain't going to practice. And it's go time. You're talking about a Super Bowl team. The deadline is Sunday, not family day. Is this another example of just poor communication?
Is this just an example of you being bitter that you were completely wrong about this? I mean, is that what this is?
I mean, it sounds wrong, but it feels right.
Okay.
That's what he's been going with.
That's what I'm going with.
That's what
right
he's going
now.
With.
So I you know that I am not a fan of the structure. I don't like how murky it is in terms of like, well, how much power, for lack of a better term, does Russ Ball have over the process? How much of it is collaborative? In terms of him not practicing, my instinct is that it's kind of that, like, nobody wants to talk about it until we get to the point where we have to talk about it, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like, and again, this is probably too much wishful thinking, but I think everyone involved was hoping that it was going to get done at the 11th hour. The old deadline spur action by Andrew Brandt would be the case. And look, I am totally certain that the Green Bay Packers brain trust was counting on Jordan Love being Jordan Love. And I said this last night. I was on Amber and Ian. I'm not on ESPN nationally nearly as often as Gabe is, of course, but I was on as a guest. And what I said was, I am so proud of Jordan Love.
Mm-hmm.
Because he did the right thing for him. And it would have been, the easy thing is, well, I'm a team leader. I'm an easygoing guy. I want to do the air quotes right thing, so I'm going to practice anyway. And I'll tell you this, he has the backing of that locker room. I talked to a ton of guys, and not a single one is irritated that he's not practicing. I thought, you know, it was me, Domofsky, and a couple of other guys that were standing with Sean Clifford yesterday. And I asked Sean Clifford, hey, did Jordan give you a heads up that this was going to happen? And Clifford told us that it was Saturday or Sunday that he told him, hey, just be ready. I think this is probably, I'm probably not going to practice. I don't think it's going to get done. And so Clifford gets to the stadium yesterday at 7 a.m. Now think about that. He gets there, practices at 10:30. I don't think the meeting was actually till 9, the first team meeting of camp. But he gets there at 7 a.m. thinking, all right, today's my day. I'm going to be running the number one offense. I got to get into work early. I got to start going over the play sheet. He walks into the locker room, and he sets his stuff in his locker, and he turns to his left, and three lockers down, Jordan Love's bag is sitting in front of his locker. Jordan Love's already there. He's meeting with LaFleur. He's doing all the other stuff except for practicing. So I think that what Jordan Love is doing is smart, and yet he is also doing everything he can to be fully engaged. Like, you know, like Sean Clifford said, he could be in California, right? I mean, I understand. I don't think Clifford was thinking about the fine structure and all the other stuff, but there are guys that have still held out even in this era, and that is not what he is doing. This hold in has him taking part in all the walkthroughs, all the meetings, everything except actually participating in practice. And by the way, he's watching practice. So again, I understand it's not ideal. I know Adam Schefter reported yesterday that his expectation is that it's going to be done by the end of the week. maybe by the Friday practice after they have Thursday off. I do not think this is earth-shattering yet, but if we get to family night and he still doesn't have a deal, then I will be very curious. And as the Chicken Little who was ridiculed by some of our fans for suggesting this was a possibility, I am not taking any joy in this other than to say I love it that a player did what was right for him and that he has universal support in the locker room to do it.
So you mentioned family night. You mentioned the Andrew Brandt deadline spur action. Is that the next deadline, Jason?
Yeah, I mean, I think Friday is the first kind of soft launch deadline. Like, I think that's the first in pads practice. And I think even though then I don't know if Jordan would actually take part in it or not. Again, I'm not trying to be an alarmist, and I wasn't trying to be an alarmist when the big fella there was talking about how all this will be done. And I kept pushing back on him. But the reality is that both Goody and LaFleur did acknowledge the possibility of having to add another quarterback. And to me, that's kind of it's not a specific deadline, but how many practices can you go into the camp with only two quarterbacks and recently retired Sean Mannion helping out by throwing for routes on air and stuff? Like, that's like the fact that both Goody and LaFleur acknowledged that that was a possibility, even if it's a slim one, to me, that indicates that there is a sooner deadline than that. And so the problem is that the rhetoric and the happy talk of, you know, we think it's close, you know, we're confident it'll get done. You know, I don't know if I remember even when deals became contentious, I don't remember anyone ever saying, yeah, I think we're really far away publicly. Like there were certainly reports, but holy crap, these guys think they deserve $500 million. I don't see how we're going to pay that. And the agent coming out and on the record saying, they're undervaluing our guy. Hey, good luck if you want to play with Sean Clifford and Michael Pratt, man. Or maybe you can sign, you know, Brett Favre or something. Because good luck, because these guys are lowballing the you-know-what out of us. Like, no one, that's never the conversation. Mm-hmm. So I'm really curious to see when they say that they're close, how authentic that statement is. Maybe it's true, and maybe this will all be done by Friday.
Jason, we appreciate you giving us the perspective from up there. Have a great one, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, everybody, take care. Be good.
He's Jason Wilde. You can listen to Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every weekday right here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. We'll take a break, continue this conversation, and check in with those Brewers. Gabe, I was disappointed that yesterday you and I didn't celebrate our girl, our friend, Arike Agumbawale, from this past weekend. We'll get into that as the show rolls on. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy continues.